إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى، وأسأل الله العظيم الذي جمعنا في هذا المكان المبارك، في هذا اليوم المبارك، في هذه الساعة المباركة، على طاعته أن يجمعنا في الفردوس الأعلى، إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah Most High, He says, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah the Most High, He says, ask the people of knowledge if you do not know. And from here the ulama, they state the importance of getting closer to the ulama, from asking, the importance of asking the hukum of Allah from the scholars, to be close to them and to learn from them. They say that knowledge is obtained from the mouths of the ulama. And knowledge has been passed down in an unbroken chain from the time of the Prophet ﷺ until it has reached us today through the ulama. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, from the most dangerous of sins is speaking about Allah without knowledge. And therefore one must go and learn. One must humble themselves. One must surrender their opinions to the words of the Prophet ﷺ and the ulama who convey them. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, there was once a group of Sahaba who went out on a journey. And when they reached a place away from Medina, away from the Prophet ﷺ, one of them attained an injury to his head. And then they slept the night. And in the morning, the one who had injured his head, he had become junub from a wet dream that night. Not knowing what to do, what was obligatory upon him, does he have to wash his head and it would cause more harm to him? He didn't know, so he asked those around him. And those people around him, they did not know the Islamic ruling on that issue. Yet they said and they told him, we do not see except that you must wash your injury to make ghusl so that you can pray. They spoke without having knowledge on the issue. When the man washed his head, he died. The washing of his head caused the injury to become infected and he died. And when news of this reached the Prophet ﷺ, he became very upset. He said, قَتَلُوهُ قَتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ. He used very strong words. He said, they killed him, may they be cursed. Because they gave a ruling, that is that an injured person has to wash his body, even if there's an injury that will be made worse by washing. They gave a ruling without knowledge. They did not refer the matter to the people of knowledge, to the Sahaba who knew, or the Prophet ﷺ himself. And so what we learn is that the ulama, they understand, or they can teach us the exceptions to the rules. Somebody who has an injury on his body, who needs to make ghusl, the ulama state that he washes the part of his body that's healthy, and then he can wipe over any casts or bandages that he has. And if he's not able to wash a part, he simply makes tayammum. And the Prophet ﷺ, when he heard about the news of these people, he said, it would have sufficed him to just touch a stone and wipe his face and hands. Isn't the cure for ignorance asking? Isn't the cure for ignorance asking? Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, it is upon all of each and every one of us to go and learn and get closer and ask. Get closer to the people of knowledge who simply convey what they have learned from their ulama in an unbroken chain going back to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no Nabi to come after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "La nabiyya ba'di." No prophet shall come after me. So who will carry out the role and the job of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in explaining the ahkam of Allah to the people? This is a job that has been inherited by the people of knowledge. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Al-ulama warathatul anbiya." The scholars, they inherit the role of the prophets. And he said that the prophets, they did not leave behind gold and silver, but they left behind knowledge. The one who obtains it has indeed obtained a great treasure. The prophets, they didn't leave gold and silver, but they left knowledge. This is the inheritance of the anbiya. Whoever obtains it, they obtain a great treasure. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah Azza wa Jal, He honors the people of knowledge in the Quran. He says, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتِ. These ulama, starting from the time of the Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them, the four Imams, or the four Khulafa al-Rashideen, Abu Bakr and Umar, Uthman and Ali, and then after them, the Tabi'een, the pious companions of the Sahaba. And after them, we had the four Imams, Abu Hanifa, Malik, Shafi'i, and Ahmad, and others. And after them, we had the compilers of the Hadith, who learned from the Imams, such as Bukhari and Muslim, Abu Dawood and Nasa'i, Tirmidhi, and Ibn Majah, and others. And after them, there were the commentators of the Hadith, the ones who explained the meanings of the Hadith, such as Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani. And then after them came the scholars who explained the matters of fiqh, such as Imam Ibn Taymiyyah and his student Ibn Hajar and his student Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. And from them they inherited the knowledge to the next generation, such as Imam Suyuti and Imam Shatibi, those of the 8th and 9th century Hijri, until the ulama, the knowledge has reached the ulama today. And we have great scholars who explain our religion to us all over the world. Great scholars like Atiyah Muhammad Salim, Hussein al-Sheikh, other ulama who today continue on this path of explaining knowledge. And so upon us is to answer the call of Allah. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of knowledge if you do not know. So we must get closer to our scholars and our teachers. Some of the scholars, they often mention that a person who does not have a sheikh or a teacher, then the shaitan will lead him. The shaitan will be his teacher. The meaning is that if we don't follow on the path of the Prophet ﷺ and his inheritors of knowledge, then the shaitan will lead us and mislead us. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, from the noble sciences that we have inherited from the ulama is the science of makharij and hurufi, wassifati, wattajweedi. And Imam Ibn al-Jazari, one of the great scholars who preserved the science of the points of elocution, or the emission points of letters, and the sifat, the qualities of the letters, he says, إِذْ وَاجِبٌ عَلَيْهِمُ مُحَتَّمُ قَبْلَ شُرُوعِ أَوَّنًا أَنْ يَعْلَمُ. It is obligatory on the reciter of Qur'an before beginning, first and foremost, to know مَخَارِجَ الْحُرُوفِ وَالصِّفَاتِ لِيَلْفِظُوا بِأَصَّحِ اللُّغَاتِ. He must know the emission points of the letters so that he can pronounce the most eloquent of languages, namely the language of Arabic. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Imam Ibn al-Jazari, he teaches that the makharij al-huruf are 17. There are 17 emission points of letters, of the Arabic letters. And of these 17 emission points, there are 28 letters that are distributed over them. That means that some of these emission points, they have more than one letter. And these letters, in order to pronounce them with their due haqq, is to also give them their sifat, their qualities that will pronounce them correctly. Some letters are thick, some letters are thin. Some letters have qalqala, some do not. Qalqala means echoing. And just one example to help us preserve or reflect upon this beautiful knowledge that has reached us. The scholars, they say the letter lam in Arabic, it is one of the letters that can have two qualities that are both opposites. It can be thick, such as in the word Allah, and it can be thin, such as any other place in the Arabic language, such as salah instead of salah. And in the word Allah itself, it may be thin because of a kasra before the word Allah, such as Bismillah. Instead of Bismillah, Bismillah. So the word Lam itself, or the letter Lam itself, it is thick in the word Allah, such as Qul huwa Allahu Ahad. It is thin when there is a kasra before it, such as Bismillah. And it is thin everywhere else in the Arabic language, such as Hayya ala Salah, Hayya ala Salah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Not ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. These are just one letter. We see how the ulama preserved the pure and correct pronunciation of the letter of Al-Lam. So here, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we learn the importance of sitting with the scholars of Tajweed to learn from them so that we can correct our pronunciation and follow on the path of the pious predecessors, and follow on the path of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected brothers and sisters, I say these words and I ask Allah for forgiveness. أَقُولُ هَذَا الْقَوْلُ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ إِسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد فإخوتي الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, from the dangers of the nafs, from the dangers of the nafs, is that it leads us away from listening to the knowledge and following what was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, one of the great ulama, he said, it is patience that keeps our minds in check. And it is the deen, the taqwa of Allah, that keeps our nafs in check, our souls, our lusts. And the lusts, the overpowering lusts, the human being in this world is in a continuous battle against them until he meets his Lord. It's a difficult battle to overcome the lusts and desires, but it is one that each of us must struggle to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he commands us to violate, to go against the nafs, and to obey the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the blameworthy things caused by the nafs is the divisions and the differences and the discord and hatred that occurs amongst people due to the differences over matters of fiqh. It is not appropriate, it is not correct for the Muslims to deviate, to differentiate, to differ and split from one another due to differences over matters of fiqh. The scholars, they say that these differences that occur, the solution to them is to refer the matter back to the Quran and the Sunnah and the pious predecessors. The differences that split the Ummah, these are blameworthy differences that should not come about. And the solution to them is to refer them to Allah and His Messenger. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Imam Ash-Shatibi, he has a beautiful statement on this affair. He says that the Sahaba, they differed over issues, but they never separated from one another. And to give you one example, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he was once in Mina, a town close to Mecca, and he was asked about whether they should shorten the prayer or lengthen it 4 rakahs. And he said the correct ruling is to make it 2 rakahs, to shorten it. That was the way of the Prophet ﷺ and the Sahaba Abu Bakr and Umar after him. But Uthman radiallahu anhu, he used to pray 4 rakahs in Mina. And so when the salah began, Ibn Mas'ud, he came and he lined up behind Uthman and he prayed 4 rakahs behind Uthman. May Allah be pleased with him. So then those Sahaba who had just taken a fatwa from Ibn Mas'ud to pray 2 rakahs, they said, "Why are you praying 4 rakahs behind Uthman?" And Ibn Mas'ud, he said, "Words of wisdom that I pray that all of us in the whole Ummah can benefit from." He said, "Al-khilafu shar." He said, "Differences is evil. Differences is evil." Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, it is upon the Ummah to unite on the commandments that are agreed upon by the early predecessors, and to abandon those things that lead to discord and hatred and differentiation. Imam Ash-Shatibi, he continues and he says, when the new things arise, there were naturally differences amongst the Sahaba, but those differences never led them to differ, to break from one another, or to go away from one another. And anything that came about that caused us to differ and leave and argue amongst each other, we knew that this was not from Islam. This was not from the matters of Islam. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, all of us, we must make an effort to go back to the agreed upon commandments of Islam. The greatest of those is saying salah and salam on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم اغفر موتانا وارحم اللهم اغفر المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم اشفي مرضانا اللهم اشفي مرضانا اللهم اشفي مرضانا اللهم فرج هم المهمومين من المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ووحد بين صفوف المسلمين بالقرآن والسنة يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا التأويل وافتح علينا فتوح العارفين بك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين والخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن التابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وعشيا وأقيموا الصلاة الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون أولئك هم الوارثون الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون الله أكبر الله لمن حمده الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله